welcome to episode 7 of Reducing the Bridge for the 30th of November 2005. My name is Patrick Smith, and with me as always is Aaron Kernan. How are you doing, mate?
Not too bad, Eddie, as usual, surviving.
Good, good. Coming up on this week's show, we'll look at this week's games, some games against the Bison and the Steelers. We'll look at team news, what's going on with our own team, look around the league. We'll look at the upcoming games, big weekend in Edinburgh. We'll be closing, of course, with a bit of a G-Crew review. If you want to contact the show, do you want to give the details of contacting the show this week, Aaron? I give them every week.
Hey, you can contact via email at podcast@kingdomofthegiants.com. And then, of course, there's the very famous or infamous rant line on 0141-416-1296, or you can get over to the website www.kingdomofthegiants.com/podcast.
This week we had a couple of matches of the weekend. We're part of a bit of a long road trip of four games on the road. Our first trip was to against the Bison on Saturday night, mate.
Yeah, the game was rescheduled after sort of the problems we discussed last week about the racers. Bison invited us over to fill in for the racers there. I think it went pretty well. 7-1 win on the road.
Word that came through from the Bison fan was that men against boys.
Yeah, well, it seemed that way. It was Ed Courtney and Colin Shields' show, really. Again, they both picked up a couple of goals, a couple of assists each. Bison got a goal which on the power play, which sort of broke Mike Menard's mini shutout streak, which was unfortunate, but he'd been on a bit of a good run. And I believe there was a bit of a fracas between Rob Stewart and Shepherd of the Bison.
Also, we seemed to be a bit rampant in the game. We had a couple of shorthanded goals. The Bison's net minding problems. They had a coach, Mark Bernard, between the pipes, but he was he stormed off after the third goal.
Yeah, I believe he had a little bit of a tantrum and basically threw his equipment off the ice and decided he'd had enough.
Yeah, well, but it ended up as a 7-1 victory. You can maybe understand his frustration.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rough time at the minute for the Bison. They've had, as we've discussed before, goaltending problems sort of through the season. They've had one guy who started the season go, then they brought in a replacement in Jamie Platt, who's now gone as well. So maybe our good friend Kudzi could be available for them.
And after the trip to Basingstoke, we went up the motorway to Sheffield for a tight game against the Steelers.
Yeah, a bit of a change from the previous form this season. It's hard to tell really whether the Steelers played a lot better or whether we played a lot worse, or maybe it was a combination of both. 2-2 draw in the end. George Iwata and Theo Fleury picking up our goals. So there's been a lot of changes, as we've discussed, in Sheffield. Obviously, Dennis Maxwell coming in. Jason Robinson coming onto the defence there, and more again this week that we'll talk about later on. But I think one of the main things that seemed to come through from listening to Nigel on the webcast was that Jody Lehman put in a much improved performance over what he's been sort of producing this season so far.
Yes, Jody hasn't been very, as we spoke about many times, Jody doesn't seem to have been very impressive this season, but he definitely stood up well in this game, as did Mike Menard.
Yep, a huge save that I think... maybe 95% of people who were listening to Nigel thought that the Steelers had scored in the last seconds, but as it turned out, it was a great save from Mike Menard that kept the game at 2-2 and earned us the point.
Three points from four on the road is something that we'd take very happily, to be honest.
Yeah, but if you pick up 75% of points on the road, you'd be pleased throughout the season. I think some people were possibly disappointed not to pick up the four after our previous performances against Sheffield, but you can never really expect Sheffield to stay down a whole season.
Mm-hmm. Of course, this is only the second point Sheffield have taken from us this season, so it's not really something we can complain about. Yeah, especially when it's a second road game in a row, and with the weekend coming, if we can keep that sort of form on, then there's no reason why we shouldn't be very pleased with the results. All right, well, we'll talk about the games that are coming up in a wee bit, but a bit of team news. Stewie's knee, another injury.
Yeah, we just don't seem to be able to get our full roster together at any one time at the minute. Rob Stewart seemed to be in the incident in Basingstoke that started a bit of a mini brawl, I believe. But He missed the Steelers game, and I think it looks like he's going to be out for another couple of weeks anyway.
That's unfortunate, especially with Stewie stepping in with the injury problems we've had this season so far, the likes of Curtis Supe and, of course, Shane Johnson earlier on in the season. And Stewie's been phenomenal. It's like he never went away.
He has. He's been a bit of a, maybe not a surprise as such, but you know, it's been very, very positive to see him playing as well as he's been playing since he came back.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope it heals quickly. But with Hubei coming back and maybe a few changes on the Giants roster, do you think that would unfortunately mean that Steve would have to leave us?
It's a possibility. The other option, I think, would be if Ed Courtney were to step onto the bench. But at the minute, with the way he's playing, that would probably do the team more harm than good if he were to.
Am I right saying that Ed's top on our team in goals and assists and overall points?
Indeed, yes, he is. And
it's not really a player you want to take off the roster, is it?
No, but then if Curtis Huppy coming back, he could maybe fill that role. But it will be interesting to see what way it pans out.
Have a look around the league. The team we're playing this coming weekend, Edinburgh, having a really coming to the floor in a game against the Blaze.
Yep, two good results for them last weekend. Against two games against the Blaze, they managed a win on the Saturday night. Which was a bit of a shock. The Blaze, obviously one of the strong teams in the league. And then on the Sunday night again, they picked up another point. This time's getting away with a draw against the Blaze, taking, probably putting the Blaze, I would say, on the outside now of the championship race. And of course, the Capitals themselves doubled their points total for the season.
That's not really the sort of thing we want to hear before we travel to Edinburgh, is it?
No, it's not, but I would say, again, as we've said before, if we manage to pick up 3 points out of four ourselves, we'd probably be quite happy with that. Although, looking back over the previous games against the Capitals, that could be disappointing in a way, but we'll maybe talk about that a bit later on.
A bit of news coming from the Devils' camp.
Yes, they're into the Challenge Cup final to face either Nottingham or Coventry. Obviously, I think we'll probably follow the Devils there, support the Devils in that one.
Yeah, I'm not really a big Nottingham fan, as you know. But as for Coventry, well, they won everything last year, so they can do without. Yeah, that's not the only news going on. Steelers, more movement of the Steelers.
Yep, Dan Simon has gone.
No jokes.
Yes, no jokes, as I think we discussed that last week. And just today, Andrew Lusiak has also parted company with the Steelers. Going along with that, the Steelers have signed up on two-way contracts, three players with the Hull Stingrays. Ryan Lake, who's been involved with the Steelers setup before, Lee Mitchell and Kevin Phillips. And also, just another little bit of news from the Steelers camp is Dave Whistle's expected to arrive on Friday morning.
Oh, we're arriving now and hope maybe start things in the ship in the House of Steel.
It'd be interesting to see what he does. I still think Rick Strang was maybe a bit... I don't go along with what Rick Strang said. I don't think the Steelers will be in there for the league at the end of the season, but come playoff time, it could be interesting to see.
Yeah, it is a bit premature. Well, Rick did say, if you noticed last week, that he... when he did say he put the Steelers down as major contenders, but to quote him, maybe they'll get stuffed on Friday and I'll look completely stupid. And they did get stuffed on the Friday by the Nottingham Panthers, so good going, Rick. We'll see how the Steelers turn out. We'll see if Wes can beat them in the shoes and get that passion back in the team as
I think based on what we heard from Friday night, there did seem to be a bit more passion in there than what there's been previously already, just with sort of Dennis Maxwell having only really been there for around about a week.
Flying through this show today, straight on the games coming up this weekend, and it's a big weekend for the Giants players, as they probably see it as another couple of games, so a big weekend for the Giants fans.
Yes, I believe... There's been mention of up to 1,200 Giants fans heading Edinburgh this weekend.
Yep, I know that I'm heading straight up the M6 and across to Edinburgh.
Yes, I think
it should be a great weekend.
That could be very interesting. As we've already touched upon, the Capitals had a couple of good results against the Coventry Blaze just last weekend up in Murrayfield. The Murrayfield rink can be pretty tricky to play in. It's a very, very old rink, built in, I believe, 1939, so it's a bit different maybe to what else can be expected around the league. And
Well, I know I'm looking forward to it. It's unfortunate to can't come across yourself, Anne.
it is, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year. G-Crew review, Anne.
Yes.
Last week was a bit of a, some good feedback from last week's G-Crew review. In fact, from Nigel himself, he was happy enough to take on the mantle as our roving reporter.
He certainly has, and he has touched upon the Sheffield Steelers cheerleaders.
Nigel definitely taking on that mantle. It'll be interesting to hear what he has to say about the G crew now that he's fully aware of what his role is.
And of course, it'll be interesting to see if there's any in Edinburgh this weekend.
Oh yeah, I never thought of that. I'll be able to review them myself, actually. That's a very good point. Yeah, I must take a camera along, maybe stick a few photographs on the website before I get arrested.
I believe it's traditional for a Giants fan in Edinburgh to pick up a caution of some description.
So I believe for the manner of breaking the law. I think it's near enough time we wrapped up the show. I went through all of that. As I said, it's a quick show tonight. Before we do, a couple more things. We got an email in from our number one fan, Jim Jaworski, owner of the Belfast Giants. He's basically just getting in contact with the podcast again, let us know everything's going grand. He's listening in, and he also wants to wish ourselves and all the Giants fans all the very best for the holidays. And as it says here, all the best, and please wish all the best for the holidays from all the fans from Jim Rialski in Calgary. It's good to hear from you again, Jim. Keep in contact with the show, and so it's something we'd like to echo ourselves, because it's not the quote-unquote holidays yet for us.
Unfortunately.
We'll get there.
Well, we've got some of us have a good weekend to look forward to make it bring it back a little bit closer.
And one other thing is it's the Odyssey birthday this weekend.
Yes, indeed. Yes, the big fifth birthday for the Odyssey on the 2nd on Friday night. I think it's obviously something that's made a big difference to Belfast. Something that's given us all a lot of very good memories. The odd bad memory, the odd amusing memory. Thinking back, sort of 5 years to that first night when we played the Air Eagles.
Seems a long time ago now.
It certainly does. There's plenty's happened since, and sort of moving on from that is sort of the Odyssey in general. Some of the other events it's looked at. The Supercross just last weekend, all manner of concerts, Bill Clinton giving a speech with Mamma Mia to look forward to, good old wrestling, some the World Amateur Boxing, the Harlem Globetrotters, so there's been plenty for everyone.
Yeah, I'll have to pick up my tickets for Mamma Mia, that's something I'm forgetting. And take that, of course, can't wait for that.
Well, the less said about that, the better.
Hey, nothing wrong with a bit of Take That.
And just
it's actually going to start with a reputation that I'm a fan of Take That. Meh, stop it.
I've been picking up on a few points that were made on the Kingdom of the Giants forum, and just to show the sort of the impact it's had. DFS, a good Sheffield fan, and our good Manchester Giant Emma, and Gordy the Gorilla Gavin all have basically said that the place changed their lives, which is a fairly sweeping statement. Would you go along with that, or?
Well, I have to say, it has brought a lot of people that we know, introduced me to a lot of new friends and brought a new aspect to my life. But without the Odyssey, of course, the Giants wouldn't be the success that they are. I doubt we'd have pro hockey in Belfast.
I have to agree with that. I think we'll give the last word to the Gorilla. And this will bring a tear to your eye, I think.
Oh dear, hold on. I'm in a hotel, so I'm now trying to find the tissues so I can mop up. Oh yes, there they are.
No problems. I say this might bring a tear to the eye, but it certainly did for me. Whether it was sorrow or from the memories, or maybe just laughter. It definitely brought a tear to the eye. But so our favourite family-friendly gorilla says, his memories really of the Odyssey. The first night, all those games in the first season, the overtime win against Bracknell, the first ever win, the 4-1 win against the Steelers to stop them winning the league in front of us, the 6-5 overtime loss to Cardiff, the Ice Cups, the league-winning season, lifting our first major trophy there, the banner raising, seeing the first Northern Ireland-born players play, seeing NHL players last year, being there for Theo Fleury's debut, Paxton and Wardy's shirt retirement, Wiss's announcement about moving to Germany and Stewie's subsequent appointment as coach, Jim Jaworski's first night here, talking to the fans, watching great hockey so far, and getting off to our best start at home ever. So many, 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 many memories that I'll carry forever, and hopefully a hell of a lot more still to be made. So many great friends that I've met through the Giants and at the Odyssey.
Well, I think on that note, we need to wrap things up. Couldn't say it better myself, to be honest.
No,
couldn't say it better myself.
A good summary.
I could have tried, but okay, good.
After a couple of pints in the weekend, you might try.
I'm on the white wine tonight, actually. Courtesy of the company. I think it's time we wrapped up the show. Of course, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can get in touch with us by email, of course, podcast@kingdomofthegiants.com. On the rant line number, Aaron, which is?
0141-416-1296.
Yep, and of course, there's the website, which is www.kingdomofthegiants.com/podcast. Hopefully next week I'll survive the Edinburgh weekend and I'll be back on the computer for a bit to record this properly. But until then, it's goodbye from me.
And
goodbye from Aaron. Yeah?
Yes, I shall speak to you all soon.
All right, then. All the best, mate.
Good night.
Still you rise.